Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, for more perspective on all this, let's go out on the Schwartz-Colleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Colleton at 800-JUSTICE. Talk show host, of course, from 106.7 The Fan down in Washington, D.C. And talking yesterday about how this thing could come to an end in the next 24 hours, Bryce Harper could sign, which means it could happen today. And for perspective on it, we welcome a D.C. talk show host, Chris Russell. What's going on today, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Super, Chris.
Chris,
thanks for calling.
Real good, man. We appreciate you joining the program.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Chris, you grab our attention, clearly, obviously, as you know. So, you know, you've been all over this, covering it in and out the whole time. What gives you the sense now that this thing could end soon, that this thing could possibly end even today?
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, maybe I took a little bit of a leap of faith here based on some indications that I got from a real good source. You know, Bryce and his representatives, Boris, and his people, his wife, Kayla, they've been meeting since Monday morning in Vegas. They all convened Monday morning to make a decision. Bryce originally wanted this done when it took this long by Valentine's Day. Obviously, the contract has not been announced, signed, or whatever, but I'm led to believe by some people that I've talked to that are close to the situation, and I have, you know, again, a real good source that has helped me through this process. Let's just leave it at that.
Sure.
That Bryce was in a mood to celebrate yesterday, as it was termed to me.
Wow.
Now I don't know. Like the source said, I believe it's done. But I don't have concrete 100% proof for you guys. I wish I did, otherwise I would have it and I would be running around with it.
Yep.
So I don't have that, so I want to caution everybody in Philadelphia. But that's what I was led to believe, that this thing is now decided. Now, what comes then is hammering out a contract. And if we are to believe the reports that the Philadelphia Phillies had not even extended a formal offer, meaning, and I assume that to be a terms, written agreement, that type of thing, which I find hard to believe, then there might be more legwork to this, and therefore, hey, the decision might be done, but the contract still has to be ironed out, so it could take a couple more days, even if the decision is done, which, again, I was led to believe that the decision is done.
Well, Chris, let me just say, when you say iron out the contract, are you talking about small details within the contract, not the overall big number?
Well, look, Scott Boras is not going to, and Bryce Harper, as far as the Bryce Harper that I know, and then I don't know Boras well. I'm sure, like you guys, you know, whatever dealings we all have had with him over the years, we know he's kind of a piranha. We know he's kind of a snake oil salesman. He's not going to let Bryce say, again, if we're using the example of the Philadelphia Phillies, right, because I know that's where everybody wants him to wind up in Philadelphia, or
yep,
I assume
sure.
Most people do. If we're going to use that, he's not allowing Bryce to choose, I want to go to the Philadelphia Phillies over the Nationals, the Giants, the Padres, the White Sox, without having major terms already agreed to.
Okay,
now,
good. Yeah.
Whether they are actually on paper and all that, that part I don't know. But Scott Boras is not going to accept meetings with and, again, allow his client to choose Philadelphia, just using that as an example. I'm not saying he's definitely doing that. He's not going to let him do that without having some substantially written down or agreed to terms. Now, all the other crossing of the dotting of the I, all that stuff, guys, still could take a day, 2 days, 3 days, but I was, again, led to believe that there was some stuff going on yesterday in Las Vegas that indicated to me and my source that Bryce Harper was done with this decision. Now, again, I'm hoping that comes out to be true, but it could still take a couple of days to get everything ironed out.
Chris, you've watched Bryce's whole career. What type of player would the Phillies be getting? What type of guy would the Phillies be getting?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think what type of player you're getting is when Bryce is locked in and What I mean by that is when he's not trying to jerk everything and rip everything 400 feet, and he's going to hit a lot of home runs at Citizens Bank Park if he's a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah. He has as a member of the Nationals. He just will. It's a good hitter's ballpark, right? We all know that.
Yeah.
But I think when he's locked in, when he's going to the opposite field, when he's not trying to over-jerk everything, over-pull everything, especially into the shift as a left-handed hitter, and with power, which is what he wasn't doing a good job of for the most part last year, it's right around the All-Star break. And then all of a sudden, the old Bryce Harper came back after he won the Home Run Derby, which coincided with being at National Park. And then he got back into the Bryce Harper that, for the most part, we've come to know as a 6-time All-Star, as a prodigious power hitter, yes, and a guy who's going to hit 35 home runs a year probably on average, but a guy who also could hit 280, 285, if everything's going right, he's healthy, 300, 305, whatever, and go to the opposite field and use center field and left field as his strength, especially like gap hits, you know, doubles, drives the ball with authority to the opposite field and straight up middle. That's what you're getting now. What you're also getting is a limited outfielder, right? He's going to try hard. He's never going to not give an effort like Manny Machado. He's going to try his ass off, but he doesn't have a great accurate arm. He's not a great positional outfielder, but he can play center field, right field, and of course he can easily play left field if they need him to do that. So that's what you're getting. And real quickly, I'm sorry, as a personality, you're getting a prickly kind of guy at times, but you're also getting a sweetheart at times, if that makes sense. Like, he can be really charming, really engaging, good with the media, or he could be the opposite of that. It really depends on his mood.
Chris, is he liked by teammates?
Yes. I think guys get annoyed at the circus around him, but I think that's the same for every great athlete. But in terms of the fabric of that clubhouse, Bryce Harper had more friction with Mike Rizzo, the general manager, underlying, and even to some degree, Dusty Baker, underlying. It wasn't major friction, but it was underlying, and it was there. He had more friction with those guys than, to my knowledge, any of his team.
Should we
talk to anybody that has played here, come here, or is still here, and they all like and respect him and understand, hey, you know what? Baseball's a hard game to fight. Not going to be great 162 games a year, but he tries his ass off, you know, 99% of the time.
Should Phillies fans be worried that Gabe Kapler as manager is a deterrent for Bryce Harper?
That's always why one of the reasons why I thought he would not wind up with the Phillies unless the Phillies so far blew everyone out of the water was the Kapler factor. I mean, you guys know him obviously better than I do. I don't know if it's so lovingly, call him kind of a lunatic in the dugout. Maybe that's too strong, but, you know, that's kind of the image in my mind that I had. He's a little bit of an eccentric kind of guy. Maybe I'm wrong. You guys tell me. But I think that could rub a guy like Bryce Harper the wrong way at times. Again, I mentioned, you know, Dusty Baker would be just the opposite of that, and there was still some friction between Dusty Baker and Bryce Harper. There was still some friction between Matt Williams, if you guys remember that guy, and Bryce Harper. There wasn't any friction between Davey Martinez and a guy like David Johnson. He kind of likes those soft, loving, understanding, kind of really peaceful kind of guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you what, and Chris Russell from 106.7, the Fan in D.C. is with us. Chris, we loved when there was friction between Harper and Jonathan Papelbon. We were all rooting for Bryce Harper in that fight in the dugout. We just want you to know that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so was everybody here in D.C. I mean,
that was awesome.
If you guys remember, of course, Jason Worth, who of course starred with the Philadelphia Phillies, he lovingly called Jonathan Papelbon on microphone in front of all of National Park the D.C. Strangler.
Yeah. Papelbon's one of the least liked Phillies around here in a long time. Chris, let me ask you this question. So we've kind of talked about parts of it, but if you could kind of, in your own way, having covered Harper, kind of put your arms around this one for us. We know money is a huge part of it. No question. We all get that. What do you think matters to Bryce Harper in this decision?
I think certainly a chance to win. No, there's no guarantee, as the Nationals found out, despite making the playoffs several times, four times in his career here, that they're even going to get out of the first round. A chance to win, which I think certainly helps Philadelphia. I think it hurts San Francisco if we're using that as a comparative stick, or the White Sox or even the Padres, right? A chance to win, number one. The other thing that I think is important to him, and this is, again, why I just didn't think Bryce would want to do this, and I'm trying to be honest with you guys here, is you guys know that Philadelphia is a tough sports town, right? It's a passionate, loyal, diehard sports town,
yep.
But it can be rough, and it can be aggressive. So I think Bryce kind of likes the, I don't want to call it a softer sports town, but I think he doesn't like the extreme intensity and rabid, rabid critical nature of a Philadelphia, of a New York, of a Boston. And that, I think, is important to him. Some people dismiss that. The Bryce Harper that I know and I sense being around this guy, and I'm not around him every day, so I want to caution you.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, but he's very protective of a lot of things. You know, that's the sense that I have talking to people in his circle, that he doesn't love that never-ending micro. Like, you guys know, right? If you hit 40 home runs and you win a division championship in Philadelphia and you suck in October, what's going to happen? Bryce's going to get booed.
Well, and Chris, I mean, listen, Schmitty said it maybe better than anybody about 40 years ago when he said the thrill of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day in the paper.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is something to be said for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've just always thought that he would bristle and have a hard time with that kind of reaction. Like, he's not going to understand why fans are impatient, why media is impatient as he goes through struggles. And that's not to say he'll be a jerk about it. That's not to say he'll quit. That's not to say he'll take his bat and go home. I'm not suggesting that. I don't think he likes that, though. And I don't think anybody really likes it, right? Let's be honest. But it takes a special athlete, and I think a special personality, to live, work, and be the apple of the eye, good or bad, in a city like Philadelphia. And again, that's not me crapping on Philadelphia. I love the city of Philadelphia. I think these guys are awesome.
Yeah, no, that's fair, Chris. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Chris, whose uniform does Bryce Harper wear on opening day?
I knew that question was going to come. I don't think it's going to be the Nationals. I think it's going to be the San Francisco Giants, but that is not by any means a, like, I know that for a fact, so I want to caution everybody because I know how this works, right?
Yep, I got you.
I get in trouble for everything I say on my radio station. Yep. Everybody blows it up, and all of a sudden I'm like generating all these headlines, and I'm like, whoa, I'm just offering an opinion. I think the Giants, from the standpoint of, they are desperate to kind of get that marquee start. He knows that Barry Bonds was able to hit a lot of home runs in that ballpark. He knows that they have a pretty decent farm system, good farm system. There's a recent commitment to winning 3 championships in 6 years. I think he will have a hard time if he chooses Philadelphia, unless again, the Phillies offer is so lucrative and, again, to his favor, meaning an opt-out, all that stuff. I think he'll have a hard time dealing with the fact that he's going to take on the Nationals 18, 19 times a year and having to come back to Nationals Park and not only being booed, but being public enemy and scorned guy number one. He's turning his back on Washington and the Nationals by going to the Phillies. I think if he goes to the Giants, the White Sox, the Padres, people would be like, okay, all right, thanks, Bryce, see ya. We'll cheer you when you come back. You see,
yeah,
I think that makes sense, right, guys?
Chris, very interesting, man.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Not something that we had really considered much.
Had not. Well, Chris, we appreciate your intel today, man. This is a very interesting perspective. We don't love it all, but we appreciate hearing it. Thank you, Chris.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks,
pal.
Thanks,
Chris.
All right, again, from D.C. Radio, 106.7 The Fan in D.C.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.